The adoption of the City of Kingston's official plan was moved to 2027 at May 19th's council meeting following a lively discussion in council about whether or not to postpone the plan's approval.
First of all, I just want to thank council. This was a really vigorous, passionate debate, and this was worthy of the people who elected us all to City Council.
City Council initiated work on its new official plan framework and policies in 2023, aiming to have the new official plan approved before the end of June 2026. With the deadline fast approaching, Councillor Tozo presented a motion to request that Council direct City staff to cancel the June 30th special meeting of Council and the June 18th special meeting of Planning Committee to direct staff to release additional supporting studies and plans when available, in accordance with the Council endorsed medium growth scenario for public review and feedback, and submit an updated third draft and recommendation report to Council in 2027. Councillor Tozo argued that while City staff should be commended for the work they have put into the plan thus far, important supporting plans such as the Natural Heritage Study, Integrated Mobility Plan, and others are still in progress.
Tonight I'm asking Council to defer the third draft of and the new official plan until 2027. I think, to be clear, you all know I hate deferrals. We're elected to make decisions and own those decisions once they're made. We're also elected to make decisions on the best information possible. Several studies that support the official plan are still in progress, such as the Natural Heritage Study, the Integrated Mobility Plan, Water and Wastewater, which won't be complete until late fall, and the financial analysis of this all won't be completed until early 2027. Council needs this information to make the best possible decision when considering expanding the urban boundary, a decision that has significant and far-reaching implications. On the direction of Council, City staff have completed a tremendous amount of work, and thus far I think there's a lot to be proud of. I'd like to highlight the contributions of several staff members: Laura Flaherty, Paige Agnew, Tim Park, Neil Odie, Sukriti Agarwal, Matt Cusson, Ian Semple, and their teams, just to name a few. The citizens of Kingston should be proud of the tireless work of their dedicated public servants. The one reason I'm putting this forward, I think that's valuable to highlight, is just the costing aspect. I think beyond everything else, we do need to know the high-level costs, and we won't get that till 2027.
In his motion, he also noted that some members of the public have expressed a desire for more time to review supporting studies and the draft plan prior to City Council making a decision on the final official plan. The council meeting began with several delegations speaking to the plan, addressing concerns over its implementation, citing a lack of finished data and outdated projections on population, which could have significant impact on the urban boundary expansion.
It will shape how Kingston grows, where housing goes, how infrastructure is funded, what environmental protections are put in place, and ultimately what kind of city we leave to the future generations. This is about making sure we get this right. Both council and the public are being asked to review an extremely large and complex final draft with very limited time before the final adoption vote. I do not believe this is the best way to make a decision that will affect Kingston for decades. Good decisions require complete information.
The official plan is underpinned by the population projections of the 2023 Watson and Associates report. I hope to convince you that the population projection must be reassessed in light of the COVID blip and recent downgrade in immigration and international student visa allocation, in addition to the challenging geopolitical instability starting over the past year. The projections by the city used to underpin the official plan increased by roughly 50,000 people using the historical projection from 2019 versus that from 2023. And this was before the downturn in post-secondary programs at St. Lawrence College and Queen's University. The provincial projections show a roughly 10,000 person decrease between their 2021 and 2025 update. The Stats Canada update in 2025 shows an even greater decrease to near 160,000 permanent residents in 2051.
Not every councillor was in favor of the delay, however. Councillor Oosterhoff argued that the deferral undermined the hard work of city staff.
I'm not so crazy about this motion. I think that this motion passes, we actually have not done our jobs. I think that we are providing inconsistent leadership to our staff. They have done a good job. We did compliment them, or more than that, we acknowledge their excellence. It's like a backhanded slap to me to see that we have to now say that we need more time.
And cautioned unintended consequences.
And here we are in total Lake Kingston, just delaying again or failing to show leadership to me. And it's just very frustrating to see this. and causing what I think is potentially a problem down the road with a new council and new mandate.
Commissioner Agnew was on hand to speak to council about the work staff has done on the report.
From a staff perspective, our main goal has always been to deliver council a plan that is progressive, is something that takes the city into the future, and something that you can stand behind. Proud of the work and feeling that it's been well substantiated by all the technical information. So that is our goal at the end of the day. Some councillors may not be in a position where they feel like there's been enough time for council and the public to absorb the information, because there's been a lot of it in a fairly short period of time. And we understand that that was always going to be the case with the project schedule that was endorsed from the very beginning, because it was aggressive and the goal was to deliver a plan for this council to make a decision on.
Councillor Glenn asked Agnew about the methodology used in staff's population projections and what measures were in place to course correct if projections were wrong.
Because we continue to hear conflicting statistics, conflicting information, different points of view. So I want to understand what would happen if we're wrong on our assumptions, and what would happen if we had to modify the assumption?
It's a 25-year projection, and there isn't a level of mathematical certainty that I can give council in year 15, 20, or 25 that would probably satisfy anybody in the room. That's why there are multiple checkpoints from an overall governance perspective with how plans are administrated and how they're ground-truthed, and how they're revalidated through the process of the course of a life of a plan, because the province asks municipalities to plan between that 20 and 25 year time frame. So we're looking at it annually, we're doing check-ins in 5 years, and then we're doing a comprehensive review every 10 years.
Well, Councillor Stephen argued that the concerns over the population projection data was being blown out of proportion.
The people who are talking about growth projection changes are talking to themselves. We have already made a decision, and we know, even if the misinformation is simplifying things, we know that we can change this in the future, that whatever we do is not set in stone. And I'll give you an example, because the old OP that we're under right now was supposed to carry us through to 2036, and it's 2026, and we've already outgrown it. So, I mean, we could decrease our population projections and underplan again. But what I'd rather do is take the medium growth scenario that we already chose, aim for a balanced approach, hope that we're pretty close, and adjust as we go, because that's the reasonable thing to do, and that's what the legislation says. And anyone who says otherwise is making it up. They don't know what they're talking about.
Further questions touched on the outstanding reports and their impact on the final plan.
In progress, we still have the Integrated Mobility Plan and the Wastewater Master Plan. So they have done substantial work to influence the second draft that's out and that has been out for public consumption in terms of all the technical inputs that need to go into that plan. Those plans continue on beyond the life of the completion of the official plan, usually in terms of their technical modeling and getting into the detailed work that actually lives in those plans, and it's not in the official plan. The official plan is more of the high-level enabling that has the technical information only to a certain level. So that work is going to be ongoing into the fall for both of those studies, but that's always been the case. We're working to finish the natural heritage study. So that is in the process under Mr. Park's leadership of taking and finalizing the feedback that's come from the consultation that took place over the last couple of months. And that study will be finalized and presented to council. There's a lot of it that's already in draft two. The remainder of it gets refined and put into draft three.
Deputy Mayor Boehm read the new motion with consolidated amendments ahead of the final discussion.
Here's the motion as amended. Whereas City Council initiated work on its new official plan framework and policies in 2023 with a work plan aiming to have a new official plan approved before the end of June 2026. And whereas, although a number of background studies supporting the official plan have been released, there are still upcoming important supporting plans such as the Natural Heritage Study, Integrated Mobility Plan, and others that are in progress. And whereas some members of the public have expressed a desire for more time to review supporting studies and the draft plan prior to City Council making a decision on the final official plan. Therefore, be it resolved that Council directs City staff to cancel the June 30th special meeting of Council and the June 18th special meeting of Planning Committee, and that staff be directed to hold an information session in Q1 2027 in order to provide information to both the public and the Council elected for the 2026-2030 term regarding the official plan, and that Council directs staff to release additional supporting studies and plans when available in accordance with the Council-endorsed medium growth scenario for public review and feedback, and submit an updated third draft of the new official plan together with an accompanying recommendation report no later than June 30th, 2027, following the completion of outstanding supporting studies, public engagement, and technical review.
Councillor Glenn commended the decision to defer, citing confusion and distrust around the process from constituents.
So I think it's critical that we get back on the same page. There's been a lot of confusion, and I think it's creating distrust in this process.
Other council members offered their support, though several did so while expressing reservations.
I am disappointed. Every time we have something like this, we always run away. We always try to defer things, to defer the reports or whatever due to some of the political pressure. I am voting for it, but it's not that I'm voting from the bottom of my heart. I have two reasons. The reason is my colleagues were working hard on it. They have some pressure from the constituents. I have a pressure from the constituent, but it's totally political. But also, I'm embarrassed to tell you that we are disrespecting the staff's hard work behind it. We need to change our culture here. We need to either give the direction to the council. We should have enough time for the public to be engaged. But I don't know when we have 2 months, 3 months, we advertise, or the council advertise, or staff advertise to get involved. People don't get involved.
So I just want to be clear that deferring the decision about adopting the official plan doesn't mean that we're not expanding. We have to do it. If we don't do it, if council puts our head in the sand and says, we don't want to expand the urban boundary because people don't like it, well then guess what? The province is going to do it for us. And I'm pretty sure they don't care about our natural heritage system the way we do. So I'm going to support this because if people need more time after months of reviewing it and they still can't seem to get through the material, okay. But also, I just want to be clear, we have professional staff working here at the City of Kingston. They work for everyone. They are us. We are the city. The people who live here are the city. And these are the professionals we have hired to do the job. And when people are characterizing it as urban sprawl and copying and pasting emails to us, I wonder if they've even read the plan. It's been online for months. So if you want to be involved, oh my gosh, yes, get involved, but go straight to the source. You can't rely on Facebook comments and email chains. That's not the real information. It's partial information. It's rooted in truth, but it's not the whole story. Things like this are much more complex, and misinformation is doing us all a disservice. So if you have questions, if you're in the public, ask us, ask staff. They have the answers, and we want the answers too, because we want to do right by the community. That's the whole point of this exercise.
In the end, the motion passed with one dissenting vote from Councillor Oosterhoff.
The council has every bit of right in the coming years to manage what we do. We have guardrails. We have done our jobs this 4 years. We have a good vision, a good view of moving forward. We know we're comfortable with it. I cannot support this.